And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup, Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher, by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, what a great show we have for you today. Pete Gray is going to be out. He's traveling with Lolly on a very well-deserved trip, but Corey and I are going to bring you a great show with the man, Brian Keohara from the American Angler. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing and so much fun today. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Radio Network.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain. Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Llanero.
Rancho Llanero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Llanero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLlanero.com. There's nowhere that I can think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Llanero. We love families.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there is only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. Come check out what's new at the Kona Kai. 170 luxury guest rooms, including 41 brand new suites, featuring contemporary island-inspired decor, deep soaking tubs, and oversized balconies. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and an award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Add the Kona Kai Club to your membership and you have access to the new Paloma Pool Bar, a new and exclusive pool area for adults only, which allows guests to enjoy poolside craft cocktails and California coastal cuisine while overlooking your boat. In addition to all this, Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. Check resortkonakai.com on the web for more information to reserve a slip or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup and in studio with you, Rick. It's nice to be here with you.
Corey, I'm so stoked to have you. Yeah, no doubt. Like I said, Pete's out for the next couple of shows on an awesome trip with Lolly and a well-deserved trip, but couldn't be more stoked to have you in here. And, boy, what a great day to talk to a great buddy and Brian Keohara from the American Angler. Brian, we're so stoked to have you with us today.
Oh, thanks for having us. Yeah, me and Corey, we go back a long, long ways, 25 years at least.
Got at least, huh?
Crazy, yeah, man? Time flies.
Time does fly, and time is flying right now. It just, you know, I think we've been so blessed with the fishing we've had these last couple years and seasons. seeming to start so early and run so late that they're just the quote-unquote downtime just feels so much less than it ever did. And here we are, it's April, and it's on. It's not like a preseason, not like, hey, there's this cool thing where maybe you might go out and get lucky to catch one. It's on. Fishing season is happening as we speak.
As we speak, it's on. And it's really something down the docks. It's really the conundrum is when do you, especially for the local guys, yeah. When do you do maintenance?
Seriously.
You know, that bluefin lasted December, January, colonette trips, January, February. Do your maintenance. And the guys that did that, they're scrambling right now to finish up their boats to get online. So it's, you know, the old adage, oh, December, wintertime, we you know, do our maintenance. But, man, we've had fantastic fishing pretty much year-round.
This is so cool. This is such a great thing that's going on. And the feelings around the landings is just, it's electric. You can tell that things have started and the parking lot's full. And, you know, every day you hear the, you know, guys calling in from the grounds, hey, we're already up to 15 bluefin. Okay, we're done. You know, I mean, it's been rad. It's really, really cool to see what's going on right now.
You know, last night, you know, the boat left at 7 o'clock last night, so I was down there till about 5:30, and Taro and the gang were backing in with Yellowtail, and you know, just everyone excited down there at the dock, and bundles of rods getting carried over the shoulders, you know, here and there. It was. It's on, and you look at our watch. It's April.
How cool is that?
It's great.
Yeah, stoked. It's definitely my favorite time of the year too. And looking at, you know, you're talking about full day counts with Taro and your offshore day and a half bluefin tuna and that kind of thing. But man, I get pumped up when I see half day calico bass counts in 100. You know, I mean
right.
Now we're talking. You know?
You know, I'm on the ocean quite a bit on my skiff and doing various things, and so I talk to the half day guys every day.
Yeah.
And Corey, right now the kelp line, it's, you know, 65, 66 degrees, predominant downhill flow here locally. It's Corey Sandin time.
Right. And just enough kelp. I mean, I'd like to see a little bit more, but there's enough to make it happen.
Yes.
For sure.
Yeah, this is good time.
I love it.
Now, tell us about the American Angler. It's been a busy season for you guys, too. I mean, you guys fall under that exact same thing. I mean, the long-range kind of trips start to wind down, and then you get real busy with shows and showtime. And, you know, I mean, I know that there's not a lot of downtime for the boat, but I believe you guys just finished up maintenance period. And tell us what's going on in the world of the angler.
Our biggest thing, I think, that happened this year is, obviously, we did our normal maintenance. We painted the rig, that kind of thing. Is Ray is now a full-fledged partner in the boat with myself and Lori.
That's just so awesome.
That's huge,
I'm
man.
So stoked to hear that. And what a well-deserved and awesome guy and member of the team and part of the family.
Oh, we're
congrats,
so stoked.
Ray.
Yeah, we're so stoked to have him. I mean, he started with us the day he turned 18 years old.
The day.
Pretty much the day. That was
cool.
The deal. You know, we met on the bait receiver, Charles Hunter, on the Neelawan, and he was pinheading for Nick back then.
Okay.
And Charles says that you need to work for Brian and Sam, and you guys need to hire this young kid. And I told him across the receivers when we were on the Queen, it's no matter where we're at, when you're 18, you walk down the dock and you got a job. And he's 32 now, I believe. So he's been with us 14 years, well deserved.
Absolutely.
Runs the boat full speed and charges the crew. And obviously, our clientele loves him, and so do we.
That is just the coolest story. Ray and I go back a long, long time before either of us had any job working in here. I used to, you know, my dad and I used to go fishing on twilight trips on the new Seaforth all the time, and Ray and his dad exactly the same, and before either of us had any type of job in here, and we were two kids who were basically the same age, and I remember twilight fishing, and it's so amazing and awesome and well-deserved to get to see him. He's your partner in the angler now. It's the coolest story, and I'm so stoked, and I'm really happy for him.
His sixth grade teacher, Mrs. C,
okay,
comes to the fishing show, and she's always in tears when she walks by the booth. She brought, wow, this is sixth grade annual, you know, where you take your pictures, yeah, and what do you want to be, this and that. He wanted to be, obviously, a professional football player or a professional fisherman.
Wow.
In his sixth grade annual, so I guess it worked out.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah, yeah. No kidding. And the team that you guys put together, is that way? I mean, you know, the tenure of people who work on the angler, it's just you know, nobody seems to be on the boat for a minute and then jumps off. I mean, the crew that you're able to keep, you clearly have a very good family atmosphere and obviously take really good care of your guys who I'm sure take care of you because all the guys have been with you for a long time. And then, you know, seeing the progression of all the guys that were with the Angler and where they you know, end up as they continue along their career is very impressive.
I appreciate that, you know, but that's always been our thing. You know, you always hear about, oh, we're the best or we're the biggest or we caught the most fish. And that's kind of not the imprint in the sand that we want to leave when it's all said and done. It's, you know, Frank out, myself and Sam out immensely. Without Frank Lopresti, it's... myself, Sam, and almost half the fleet would not be there. And trying to pass that along, you know, so the imprint on the sand that we want to leave is, you know, teach these kids, and that's the deal. They come on the boat. I don't expect them to be with us forever. However, I do expect them to learn and pay attention and ask questions. And wherever they go, as long as they elevate when they leave, I will personally help them get the job. So we have the Taros, the Andrews, the Camerons, and, you know, we have lawyers. We have successful offshore tuggers. We have all kinds of kids that have moved on. And
that have come up under your umbrella and learned from you and Sam, and who's no longer with the boat, but was a big part of it all.
Huge part of my life.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It's one of those things that because of it, God, we couldn't be more prouder. So I still call them the kids, even though a lot of them are in their 30s and pushing 40 now. But just the amount of people that have walked across that deck of the American Angler. I mean, Booger used to work for us all the time in the off season and stuff. So now we have this network of kids. When I go out in the ocean, I'm proud. I'm stoked for them. Yeah,
it's a good feeling.
Yeah, and it's such a, you know, the American Angler has always had that, I don't know what you call it other than family atmosphere, and it's not just the crew. It's the passengers the same. That, you know, getting to work in the tackle store for all my years, you hear it when guys ride the Angler. That's their boat, and they treat yourself and Lori and Ray and Sam formally and everybody. It's a family and. I mean, it's very clear amongst the people that ride that boat.
You know, I will say our regulars, I put a lot on them.
Yeah.
You know, when they come on the boat, I call them out in the galley and I said, hey, look, you remember the first time you ever walked on this boat? You were intimidated, not sure, not comfortable. Now it's your turn to treat the first timers with respect and welcome them. And, you know, I call them out and... they shine, and that's kind of what makes the whole thing work, where our regulars aren't the ones saying, this is my tackle spot, and, you know, don't put your tackle. Instead, I call them out to be helpful and just remember the first time they ever walked on a sport boat or the American Angler. The intimidation factor, help erase that, welcome people, and introduce them to the sport and the boat.
It's really cool, and you know, there's something to be said. We hear it still on the show all the time. People will say that, you know, I don't think I'm ready to go on a 5-day trip, or I don't think I'm ready to go on an 8-day trip, or however long. And there's an intimidation factor, and it's just one of those things that you can't say it enough until somebody does it. But there is no such thing as I'm not ready for. Or there isn't time for. You walk on a boat like the Angler, and from the top with yourself and Ray, all the way down to every crew member and every, you know, the amazing chefs. Yeah, I mean, everybody is there, like, every step of the way, regardless of your skill set, your first trip or your last trip. And they're, you know, the way that you're helped along, there's just nothing to be intimidated on.
I always say it's one of the few sports that we do. Whether you're a black diamond fisherman or a bunny sloper, whenever we stop the boat, everybody has an equal chance.
Totally.
You'll never find a bunny sloper up on the Cornish Bowl, or vice versa. But we stop the boat, hopefully Ray's drifting as we speak, some bluefin. And guys that aren't as comfortable yet, the crews are helping them cast out baits, that kind of thing, making it comfortable. Ray had fantastic limit-style fishing last weekend on bluefin. We had, I don't know, 5 or 6 regulars, and Ray said that they were clutch. After they got their limit, they were hooking and handing, and he said everyone walked off the boat with limits thanks to our regulars.
So awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, hooking and handing, you know, it's always that level of fisherman where you become comfortable, and it's kind of cast a bait out and hook them at will.
Yeah.
How many did you get? But it's not like that with a lot of our customers. They've elevated to the next level. where now they see what kind of enjoyment they get helping others enjoy the sport. So
yeah, that's pretty cool. And, you know, in the calico bass world, everybody knows Jack Sole. And the American Angler is the only boat he talks about. I mean, he goes every year and makes a trip. And
we love Jack.
He's stoked on that vibe, you know?
Yeah.
You've seen it a million times, I'm sure, play out, you know, when somebody's either frustrated or having difficulty getting over the hill and, you know, can't get things figured out. From a beginner to a regular, I'm sure, the snake bite that happens every so often and how many times, you know, somebody else will cast a bait and hook a fish and hand it to that person and just an icebreaker, no matter how seasoned you are, and then watching just like the finger snap, and for whatever reason, that funk just seems to go away, and boom, it just carries on, you know. I love seeing stuff like that, the hook and hand of anybody. It's the best part about it.
It's all mental. It's just like golf and all these other sports, you know, fishing's mental and being in the game and having confidence in what you're doing.
That's awesome. So tell us what's going on the boat right now. You kind of alluded to it. You said Ray's already been, you know, the season has already gotten along and the bluefin thing is happening. And, you know, what's going on with the American Angler as far as fishing goes and what you guys do this time of year?
We start our eight-day season typically the end of May, which is fantastic. Yellowtail fishing going on right now at the Rocks, and there's been sign of yellowfin tuna there as well. But with this influx of local bluefin fishing, it expedited our our maintenance in a hurry, just because we love to fish. That's why we're here. And so we are now running pretty much open party day and a half trips out of the landing at Point Loma Sport Fishing. And so we're fishing 3-4 days a week now, giving people the opportunity that haven't come on the boat to check it out and see what it's all about. And a bunch of our regulars are coming out, and it's a good time.
What a cool thing to get to, like you say, to get to introduce somebody to it, and just fun for all your buddies. I mean, the regulars are your buddies, and it's just a cool opportunity to get to go fishing. And, you know, we've said it a couple of times now. We obviously talked about it last weekend. It's not a novelty early season bluefin. You're not going because, you know, hey, maybe there's a chance, and it's legitimate good fishing and a great grade of fish too. And in a really good way to catch them. It's not necessarily dark flatfall fishing, which there's nothing wrong with that, but this is just regulation, daytime, drift along, catching nice big bluefins.
I hope it stays this way.
Yeah.
You know, it's like yesterday, I guess the Aztec drifted from noon till 9 o'clock at night, you know, scratching fish. And that's the way the bluefin used to be.
Right.
You know, where you'd stop on fish and you'd end up drifting. And that's why it used to be my favorite offshore fishing, because now you had the opportunity with 1, 2, 3 going to help the guy out.
Right.
Hey, let me see your rod. Ah, your hook's too big. You know, time a smaller hook. Underhand a bait off the bow, and, you know, just teach him the bluefin ropes and watch him hook one. And, you know, because you'd have the time to do it rather than that whole stop and go type fishing.
That's a great point.
Yeah. So it was my favorite type fishing. The non-biting bluefin the last few years was real frustrating and stuff. So hopefully this stuff stays in this mode for a while longer, and people get to enjoy it.
Yeah, no doubt. The grade is just a perfect size fish too. I mean, it's a true great size trophy class bluefin, but still catchable. Less on the heartbreaks, more opportunities, but still a unbelievable thing to get to bring home and enjoy with family. It's kind of perfect right now.
It is. You know, there's those 25-pounders, but it seems like when the guys have been getting in the sweet spot, there's that 70, 80-pound fish.
Nice.
Up to unlimited, 150, 200-pounders, and it's around. You know, it's talking to Tom and stuff all January, February, March, April. You know, the guys in the plains looking at the fish, they've just seen incredible sign every single month up to today.
How fun to get to talk to a guy like that, too, Tom. You know, we've enjoyed him calling into the show. Tom Green, who flies obviously for the, for the tuna pen industry, and then later in the season often will fly for SAC and help keep the guys on fish. But what a cool resource to get to talk to. And you can hear it in his voice when he talks about the volume of fish that he sees. And, you know, when we talked to him when they kind of wrap things up for the commercial guys, I mean, His stoke is just like everybody else's, and you hear it in his voice, just the how well and thriving and our fishery is, and just the amount of things that he's got to see is pretty incredible.
They're like the three of us sitting right here. They love to fish. I mean, and Tom and Carl, it's just their avenue isn't picking up a rod and reel and throwing the plug or throwing a plastic in the weeds. And, you know, that's – but they're fishing
totally
through the sky.
And hey, Tom's been around, man. I heard his voice on the radio working with the bait fleet in the late 80s.
Yes.
I mean, he was seasoned then. So,
yeah.
I mean, he's been around and knows exactly what he's looking at, from bait to bluefin.
Loves the fish. Yeah. You know, just like all of us, it's just different avenues.
Yeah.
Different avenues.
Cool. Well, as you can hear, Corey, we've got such an awesome show today and a great opportunity with Captain Brian in here this morning.
Fun 2 hours ahead of us. I mean, how could it get any better with Brian? I'm stoked to be back in studio with you, Rick.
You too, buddy.
And we two ways to join us this morning if you're listening. Obviously, we're not on the 1090, but if you're listening on the app, streaming, give us a shout at 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. And we've got some news. Pete relayed some stuff to us. When we come back, we're going to share with you some of the stuff that Pete shared with us and upcoming airing deals. And we're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup Network. I want to say the mighty 1090.
Yeah, say whatever you want, buddy. We'll be
right back.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Right, it's time for the Newport Boat Show, the West's oldest and biggest yacht show, celebrating 46 years as the premier yacht show in the West in the beautiful Newport Beach location. It's perfect for big boats where you can spend the day touring some of the finest yachts in the West. They've got more than 200 boats, including trawlers, motor yachts, cruisers, and sports fishers. You're going to see a wide range of products and services that make owning and operating a boat more enjoyable. It's April 25th through the 28th at Lido Marina Village. Rain or shine, it's Thursday, noon to 7. Well, actually, I guess it's just this weekend, so Saturday and Sunday still left to come. Saturday's going to be here from 10 till 7, and then tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Admission's just $15. Kids 12 and under free. There's always active duty military discounts, free off-site parking and shuttle service. For more information or go to purchase your tickets online, go to NewportInWaterBoatShow.com. We're going to hear more from Duncan about the boat show coming up later on Let's Talk Hookup.
This is Captain Mark Rayer for Genren Sport Fishing. Located on the Sea of Cortez, we will show you a fishing experience that will exceed your expectations. Genren boats are outfitted with all accurate reels, from the smallest Valiant 300 to the beefy ATDs. Simrad Electronics, Fraser Gyro Binoculars, and Cruise with a Passion to Fish is just part of what makes us number one. Also, Cabo Yachts Vaquera has a Seakeeper for your comfort. For two live webcams and up-to-date fish report, accommodation packages, check out TeamGenren.com. We pick up at Rancho Leonero and all East Cape locations. So let's go fishing.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup.
On the Money 1090, having a fun time in studio. And like we said, if you want to give us a shout, 877-792-1090 or 858-457-1090. We got Brian in studio for the next 2 hours. We're giving away a full-day trip on the Liberty out of Fisherman's Landing.
Speaking of great yellowtail fishing, you know, I know you were just talking about getting to see Taro come in. Taro obviously worked with you guys for the longest time.
Long time.
And so cool to watch all the careers of the guys that fished with you for a while and then progress on to, you know, maybe driving a boat or owning a boat or both. And Taro certainly amongst that, you know, pedigree of guys that, you know, worked with you guys for a long time and now is just doing such a phenomenal job on board that Liberty.
You know, Taro's forte, you know, each one of us as a team, you know, we're someone's a home run hitter, somebody gets on base, and Taro's forte was always fishing.
Yeah.
He has got to be one of the best, like, natural, like, fishiest kids that I've seen. And his other forte is taking care of the people. And so what better boat to go on than a boat that Taro's driving and get the best of both worlds?
I'll tell you, the skill set that the premier operators of our, you know, full-day boats have is, it's really impressive to watch. Everybody from Boog to Taro to, you know, to Alec and Steve Peters, everybody in between, like, those guys are so good with their electronics and moving those boats around and those schools of yellowtail that it's been fun to watch the development. Is the way that they fish the Coronado Islands is completely different than how it was 10 years ago.
They're definitely the elite,
right,
of our San Diego fishing fleet. Like, look at us long rangers. We get, oh, it sucks here, let's make a 100-mile move.
Right.
You know, that kind of gig where these guys, they're picking it up. Yeah. They're picking flowers out of rocks,
that's,
you know, kind of gig. And they're just phenomenal. I love fishing with them just because I learned so much by being around them and competing against them. I enjoy the challenge of it just because I know that I'm fishing against the best and the elite.
That's cool. I always enjoy it when, you know, you can tell that you do, and you can tell that Brian's passion is fishing no matter what when you'll see Bri be the relief operator for Booger on a trip. You know, he goes out of town and Cameron can't run the boat or Matt Brawl's big, whatever, and you know, and like, oh, we're calling him Bri. He'll drive the boat for the day. It's just, You can tell that your drive is that.
I love it.
Boys.
Yeah. How cool would that be to be a passenger, come down to the San Diego Seaforth, and Kiyohara's running the full-day trip? I mean, how bitching would that be?
You know? To be honest with you, the majority of them, they look at me like, who is this guy?
We got third string in here.
I go, God, Booger's not here again. It's just, who's this guy? It's like, too late, you already bought your ticket, sir.
It's pretty darn cool. The guy, they're... The development of fishing with that sonar and moving the boat around, and, you know, because fishing at the Coronado Islands always was get yourself into position for when the condition is right, or the best of the guys, you know, get yourself into position because you know the condition will be right at, you know, at this point, you know, and hopefully within an hour the things will swing the way we need and fish will come through. And now those guys are on the hunt all the time.
All the time. And you know, the interesting thing to me from watching from the bleachers is the fishiest operators from Santa Barbara on down come fish with our local 3/4 day guys.
They do.
Because they're watching and they're learning from these guys. You know, sometimes the fish are down and they have their sonars aiming down towards the bottom, and other times they're up high where you can't even see them, and they're shooting 100 feet away from the boat at 2 degrees. And so I could tell, like, the fishiest captains, Danny Erickson from the, you know, that runs the New Del Mar up there.
Hey, Rafa out of Santa Barbara.
Yeah, Rafa.
So Sai comes down straight.
Sai.
Yeah.
You know, it's they come, and obviously it's like under the cover of, I'm going to catch yellowtail on the plug. But really, like, why I like to go on there, too, is to learn from the guys. And it's looking over their shoulder, seeing how they do it, because, like I said, they are the elite of the elite, those guys that run those local boats.
It's just like us as passengers. There is no better teaching course than to get to go fishing on a boat like that and learn from the crew. And it's the same thing in the wheelhouse. You know, there is no better way to learn than the guys that do it every day. And you made a great point. I mean, they're there every day hunting them down, no matter what. No matter where they are, what that fish is doing, they're going to spend all day locating them and getting on them. And on the days when they're easy to locate, you see huge scores, and it's almost more impressive on the days when they're not and that fish is hugging the bottom or it's outside or it's not in the normal spot and they find a couple schools and they get everybody on them and you get two quick handfuls. I mean, those are the real wins of making a score happen when the fish doesn't want to be caught.
For those guys, you know, the Tonys on the Mission Bells, the Petersons, the Alex and stuff, you know, not only do I have to commend them for their fantastic fishing abilities, but also their patience. Like right now, there's not a whole lot of surface activity where there's not birds walking and unpuddling fish where, you know, all the skiff fleet could get out on their own with
like
gyros.
Eyeball thing.
It's not. It's sonar fishing now. And so I get the other side of it because I fish out of my skiff several times a week. And these guys buy a $100,000 boat, take the day off work, get three of their buddies. Hey, honey, I'm going fishing. They go to the Coronados and they figure out there's not bird schools up everywhere. The only way to catch a yellowtail is to, when you see one of those guys spin, to get up in them. And there's people drifting 20 feet off their stern and under the veil of, you know, putting your mask on for sunscreen. You know, people aren't putting their mask off to stay out of the sun. It's like, so they pretend like no one knows who they are type gig. But the amount of patience, you know, I get the whole skiff thing, too. It's like I say, I'm a skiff guy, too. But, God, if they could get a little bit of common courtesy and respect and let them, because it is their workplace,
like,
you know?
Like, yeah, just a little bit of space. And
just a little bit.
And, you know, something that I have a friend that was out this last week, and he's like, man, how do those guys do it with all the sea lions around, you know? And it's, you go back to, you mentioned Nick Cates and that whole era. It's so different now. They've had,
different.
And you mentioned sonar, and they've learned how to get on it and kind of try to elude the mammal and get on it with a sonar and hopefully get a few fish on the boat before the fur bearer, you know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Let's drop them off on my best friend and keep moving. And just...
That's where the guy I know, he was like, how in the heck do they do it? You know, and it's just like, hey, they've learned how to do it. You need to get off on your own little corner and learn how to...
You know, those kids are so good because they work as a team. Like somebody will get a good hit and catch 25 out of a stop. And he'll say, you know what, I'll stay here for a little bit and let the dogs get on me and so they can go get a fresh one.
Okay.
It just listening to those guys work and watching them work, it's my hat's off to them.
That's cool. That's very cool. Well, as you can hear, I mean, what an awesome opportunity. Somebody's going to get to go do that. We're giving away a full-day trip on board the Liberty, Corey, just like you were saying. If you want to get through, it's already, phones are packed solid, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And let's find out what's going on in the Baja.
Let's do it. Cass, man, good morning to you.
Good morning, Cass.
Hello.
There he is. Hey, what's going on, Cass? Good morning.
Hey, good morning, boys. Listen to you on the app, loud and clear.
All right, Cass. Well, glad to hear it.
Hey, listen, fishing down in the Baja remains very good. Loretto's still producing some great yellowtail catches down there, along with some nice catches of Cabrilla and the Pargo, the bigger dogtooth-type fish. Some nice yellowtail up to 30 pounds. There's still the same areas out there around Coronado, up around the backside of Carmen Island, Punta Coyote, and that area there. They're getting some nice, nice quality yellowtail, and the weather's been fairly nice. A little bit of wind this week, but... you know, those north winds are dying down now and should be really good all the way through the fall and, I mean, through the spring and through the summer into the fall. You know, of course, those Dorados start coming in there in June, July, and August. They bag them pretty good along with plenty of sailfish. So some good things happening in Loretto. La Paz, the same thing there. Fishing off Carmen Island. I know they reported that like 110-pound yellowfin tuna off of Roca Montana area there. It's kind of just kind of a loner yellowfin because a guy dropped down a caballito and live bait, and this thing hit, which is, like I said, it's just swimming out there by himself. He must have gotten kicked out of the pack or something, but he was caught, and like I said, it was a 110-pounder. But they're also getting the yellowtail there, also getting the Pargo there, so some good action there, and Cabrilla. Down in San Jose del Cabo there, there's still some cool water there, but not much going on inside that Sierra Cortez up around there from Punta Gordo. Water's still running, you know, 60 in the 60s, so which is really unusual. Should be warmer water this time of year. So it's kind of keeping that striped marlin from getting up into that East Cape area. And the same thing with the tuna. There were a few tuna caught. There were some porpoise that were spotted about 20 miles off the beach. And, man, they really got into the tuna. But they were moving fast and not real big fish. I think they were registering between 25 and 30-pound fish. Good quality, you know, bigger than football size, but some nice fish there being taken on hoochies and the cedar plugs. Striped marlin, the best fishery is going to be at Cabo San Lucas, up around the Sea of Cortez, up toward the Jaime and the Golden Gate banks there. Some really good striped marlin fishing going on there, averaging 1 to 2 releases per boat per day there. And I was really surprised, a report I got in from Ixapa Zihuatanejo there, they've got a really good striped marlin bite going on right now. And some boats are releasing up to 4 to 5 striped marlin per day, per boat per day there. It's really kind of unusual for that many striped marlin to be in that area at this time of year. But I guess conditions are right. Water's warm, bait's there, so they're doing really well in the striped marlin. But that's a report for this week, Ricky. And I just wanted to let people know we did have a change of dates for our El Salto Let's Talk Hookup trip next January. It's going to be January 10 to 14. We're going to fish those big bass there at Lake El Salto. The original dates that I had, we needed to cancel because of conflicts in Pete's schedule and my schedule. So anyway, new dates for El Salto, the Cast Tours Let's Talk Hookup trip, January 10 to 14. It's going to be 3.5 days of some fabulous, fabulous bass fishing. And anyway, that's the report for this week. And anyway, if anybody wants to book a trip down to Southern Baja, mainland Mexico, Central America, South America, excuse me, Colombia, and Brazil, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cast, great report, and what a great time for El Salto, January 10 through 14, Corey. I know that place holds a very special spot in your heart.
I love it, man. I couldn't think of a better way to start the year. Kick off the new year, 10th through the 14th of January down at El Salto, Cass.
Yeah, it's going to be the first trip of the 2020, so a good way to kick it off. You're absolutely right, Corey.
Cass, well, a great report. We sure appreciate it, as always. Thanks for keeping us in the loop with what's biting down south, and we'll look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, boys. Take care.
Cass, man, appreciate that very much.
And the Cass Report today is sponsored by Terrafin Sea Surface Temperature Charts. Focus your offshore fishing in the most productive areas by using Terrafin. And now with the Terrafin Mobile, you can take it with you on your iPad, iPhone, or Android device. Just download the latest charts before you leave, and all the information is right there for you. Check out Terrafin.com for more information.
Right on, Corey. Well, great fishing going on right now. Lots to talk about with the American Angler. Why don't we jump back into the phones?
Let's do it, Rick. Let's talk to Scott. Scott's calling from San Diego. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup this morning.
Hi, Scott.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. I had a question for Brian. With these bluefin now that have shown up, like if you're pulling up on that your first stop, what setup are you grabbing? Like, are you going lighter? Are you going heavier? Just given the mixed grade of fish and size of, would you recommend?
40, 50 pound is what the guys are going in the water with. And when I say 40 pound on the lighter side, it's because the bait's a little bit smaller right now. It's beautiful, beautiful bait that Irvingham's providing us, but it is a little bit smaller. It's like 5 inch, 6 inch. There's a lot of pieces that go in the water that activates the fish and get them around it, but a little tougher hook bait.
But it's a good size to have.
It's beautiful.
Because you're talking, just a number, 120 pieces per scoop versus it's 70 or 80, you know? I mean, it's a huge difference.
And because we're drifting, too, it enables everyone to get their bait out away from the boat a little bit easier. So, but that's a go-to. The kids are saying, you know, 65 or 80-pound Spectra, 40, 50-pound top shots with the short fluorocarbon leader.
How do you make the right call on picking your hook size for what you're doing, Brian? Because obviously, I mean, it's no secret. A smaller hook allows the bait to swim a little better and probably get bites a little better. But, you know, in the previous, you know, segment you were talking about, you know, fish of, you know, up to 60 and 80 pounds and even bigger, 100-pounders and 150-pounders and 200-pounders. And you can't, you know, it just doesn't work. You can't put a little pinner hook in it and catch a 200-pounder with it. So what does one do to make the right call?
Rollo always used to say the best angler is the observant angler. And so it's having the ability to adapt to the different situations. Like, I could say here and say, oh, this is how you do it. But on the water, adapting as you go along. And if you're kind of new to the boat or to saltwater fishing, you have the crew right there, and they're in the entertainment business, and part of them showing you a good time is you catching a fish. So they're not going to bum dope you.
Right? I mean, the passenger success is ultimately everybody's success. So
everybody.
You want to see everybody do well.
So there's no solid answer to that other than to just have the ability to adapt and
have a little variety, yeah, so you can make whatever adjustment you need.
Adjust to the different conditions, like, oh, it's flat, calm, so the boat's not jerking up and down, like when I have one hooked, so I can get away with a 2-aught hook. Versus it's blowing 18 knots and the boat's rolling around and jerking up and down, and, you know, these bluefin are squirrely to begin with.
Totally.
So maybe you need a little bit bigger hook.
Yeah, well said.
Yeah, so it's just being able to adapt and adjust, and if you have problems with that, the crew's right there.
Sure. When we're drift fishing like this, and Corey, this would be a great question for both of you, you knowing bait so intimately, and Brian, you as well, is there a better method of putting a hook into a bait when you're making potential long drifts like Scott's talking about, you know, bluefin fishing? I mean, is there a better way to do things in either of your opinion?
Well, I mean, Brian's point at me, the first thing I would do as a passenger, I mean, just you're asking me pinpointed, you know, like right now, what do you think, Corey? I'm going to nose hook the bait so that maybe half the bites you're going to get might be on the way in, you know, and by butt hooking them or collar hooking them, you're not going to be able to swim the bait coming in, right? So, I mean, if you're on a slow plunker and you want your, you know, 50-50 chance of a bite on the way in, and that happens a lot, doesn't it, Brian?
Yeah, there's a lot of times where your bites, it's there's two types of bites.
Right.
There's the reaction bite.
Which is in the first 30 seconds of hitting the water.
Yeah, so I'm a butt hook guy because I'm ADD. I cannot stay seated in one place. So I'm changing my baits every 30 seconds, rapid fire. And I'm fishing for the reaction bite of having that bait, and they just cannot stand the thought of one getting away.
Yeah.
And then there's the guys upwind soaking, which are a competitive bite. It's not because the bait's killer. It just happens that two or three fish are going after the bait at one time. Okay. So it's a competition thing, and it's just having a decent bait out away from the boat, which would be nose hooked or shoulder hooked, mm-hmm. is the way to go. And so by observing and adjusting, it's like, oh, no one's getting reaction bites right now. All the bites are happening
right
way yeah. upwind. Obviously, I'm going to nose hook or shoulder hook and fish way upwind. But you see the guy on the bow consistently hooking them on a butt hook bait, like the first 10 seconds that bait hits the water, boom, he's on.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm going to start fishing for reaction bites.
You mentioned something right there, too, that's a good one for Scott, is a lot of boats, and I mean, this goes back to when I fished with you on the Queen, a lot of boats get bit on the bow. They drift stern first. That's what a lot of people don't realize, you know. They drift stern first, and the fish kind of get toward the bow as they're getting bait that's getting washed out from underneath the boat.
It's bluefin tuna fishing. Yeah. It's the bow is the number one place to fish. Now I tell the whole boat that. It's just, it's our secret. Just don't tell anybody else,
right,
you know.
Right.
But, you know, pinning a beautiful bait on, running on the downwind side of the boat where there's somebody at, under getting up to the bow, underhanding a bait right off the anchor, right? That's bluefin heaven right there.
Cool.
Yeah, it's kind of a neat little. I mean, it's what everybody sees, the boils on the back, you know, the fish foaming on the back or whatever. There might be one here, one there, and a couple of the bent rods are, you know, in the back, and they think that's where the action is. They think that that's where it's, you know, and they kind of visually see that it's happening there, but they don't realize the dynamics of the boat, you know, drifting stern first and the boat and the bait getting washed out of the bow, you know, and the bluefin sitting there waiting for it, you know.
If you find yourself halfway up the side of the boat, you got to wind it in and either cast the bait off the back or cast the bait off the bow.
Yeah. There it is.
That's pretty much that's cut and dry. If you're the type that's halfway up the side, I'd wind it in.
Yeah, there you go.
You talked about the reaction bite. Is there any better feeling like in the whole world than casting a bait that hits the water that you know within 2 seconds, like, oh, I'm going to get a bite?
And
this bait is going to get a bite guaranteed no matter what. It hits the water and takes off. Boom, faster than any bait that you'd pinned on before, and you know, like, there's just no doubt that this thing is going to, some fish is going to come from somewhere to eat this thing. It's going to happen.
But that's why, again, that's why us three are sitting here right now, because that's what we sell. We sell adrenaline.
Yeah.
Corey, your baits, they sell because of that thunk.
Rick, you're here. You're in the tackle business. I'm in the entertainment business. We're here because we sell adrenaline, and there's nothing more exciting than getting a reaction bite.
No doubt about it. Scott, thanks for the phone call.
Yes, getting me all phoned up. Let's jump back into it. Rick, let's talk to Hollis. Hollis calling from Santee. Welcome to the show this morning.
What's up, Hollis?
Morning, guys. Good show, man. I'm loving it.
Thanks,
talking about that reaction bite. So what's better ways? I kind of want to change my question on that one. What are better ways for a new person to learn to cast better and things to be aware of? Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
Is Santee Lakes is right there. Take your 40-pound rod to Santee Lakes. No fishing license required. Get one of Corey's bait from Pinard's place out there in East County. But get one of Corey's, like, 7-inch bait and go out to Santee Lakes and fly line that thing. And keep practicing. It's just like the golfers that go to the golfing range.
Great advice that is, man.
You practice at Santee Lakes, so when it comes to game time, and you're on the American Angler, and, okay, guys, you know, we got a school on us, and the fish start showing, and being able to cast the bait out then at game time is why all the professionals spend so much time in the batting cage. So you have the opportunity, being in Santee, to go to Santee Lakes, do it. Learn your casting, and then when you come back from casting your 40-pound outfit, tie that same 40-pound outfit onto the bumper in your garage, tighten the drag all the way, and pull and try and break the line.
That's a good tip, too.
And then that will give you the feeling of no return, how hard I could pull when I have a fish on the end of my rod. So there's a lot of preparation that people can do at home, which makes the transition to game time on one of the boats, on the Queen or the Angler, whatever boat you go on, that'll increase your chances of success.
And I've got a good one for that, too, just to add on to Brian, is, Hollis, you could hop on the new Seaforth or the Dolphin this afternoon, and they've had some excellent bass counts. And, you know, to be able to fly line a small sardine or that kind of thing and be competitive with 30 or 40 other anglers, and, you know, they've had mixed counts of up to 160 fish for the afternoon. So, you know, if you want to graduate from the Santee Lakes thing, you can jump on the half-day boat and have a phenomenal time here.
I dig it, man. I think that, yeah, both really, really good opportunities. Hollis, wish you the best of luck and hope that there's a 100-pound bluefin that eats that bait on your next trip, buddy. Appreciate the phone call very much.
Yeah, some good stuff. We're going to be right back on Let's Talk Hook Up with Brian Kehar from the American Angler. We're going to be right back on the Mighty 1090.
Whether you desire fishing bluefin tuna offshore or yellowfin tuna at Guadalupe Island, the Journeyman is equipped to make your angling dreams reality. Limited to 6 anglers, your fishing experience and time on the water will be an angling experience to remember. The Journeyman is now available for charter, fishing San Diego and Guadalupe Island for the 2019 summer and fall seasons, and will be fishing out of Puerto Vallarta, Mexico for the winter of 2019 and 2020 season. Call Journeyman Sport Fishing at 619-571-1979 or visit us at journeymansportfishing.com, where your angling dreams become reality.
This is Greg Stotesbury from AFCO. For more than 58 years, the American Fishing Tackle Company has been recognized as the premier manufacturer of precision-built offshore fishing tackle. AFCO continues this tradition today with an innovative technical fishing clothing line designed and built by fishermen for fishermen. From our next-generation waterproof shorts like Tactical or Stealth to our new anhydrous waterproof jacket and bibs, the entire AFCO clothing line is purpose-built with the latest AFTEC fabrics and features designed to deliver for the demanding angler. To find AFCO products, go to AFCO.com and find a dealer near you.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
38 years ago, my parents started Fast Lane Sailing Center. They sold catamarans. because they wanted to do what they loved and sell what they loved to do. They wanted to share their passion with others. Share the stoke. I'm Hayden Lane, and over the last 3 decades, my parents have shared that passion with thousands of people. My brother, sister, and I among them. We grew up right there at the shop in Dana Landing Marina in Mission Bay, sailing on the bay, fishing off the docks, and later off the Hobie Mirage kayaks. We grew up surrounded by the water. Our shop was filled with tools that Hobie and other brands have made to enjoy on the water. And I use them all. I mean all of them. Wouldn't you? So when you come into the shop, you're not going to hear a salesperson trying to convince you to buy something. You're going to hear us bragging about how much fun we have on these toys and telling you to do the same. We test every product out there, and we only sell the best because we want to use the best. So check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or get on down to the shop in Dana Landing and find your next adventure.
San Diego's sports leader. The home of ESPN Radio. The Mighty 1090.
All right, welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup, Mighty 1090, and in studio with Brian Kehar from the American Angler. Having a good time with you, Rick.
You're not kidding, buddy. Lots of great opportunity. Again, if you want to get through, the phones have been packed already. Lots of people listening on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And Corey, you kind of made mention to it a little bit before on, you know, obviously we're streaming right now. And basically, as Pete had mentioned before, we want to give this at least another couple of weeks. Where we want to be is right where we're at here in the Mighty 1090 studio. There is nothing like that 1090 signal. It's so strong, beaming up and down the coast. And, you know, very fortunately, the show is in high demand. You know, lots of people want a part of Let's Talk Hookup. Pete's show offers something very unique to radio stations in that we have our fantastic group of listeners. You guys, you know, you're the reason that Let's Talk Hookup is so popular. And, you know, we are in a very fortunate scenario in an unfortunate time with 1090 being in the, you know, in the little mix that it is. The second that word got out that there might be an issue with 1090, everybody came to Pete and said, hey, we want you. You know, Let's Talk Hookup offers something very unique to a lot of radio stations in that we have an unbelievable group of audience, our fans, our people, our buds, you know, our fishing partners that join us to talk about fishing for the weekend. And there's a lot of people who love to get up on Saturday morning and tune into Let's Talk Hookup, and that is very attractive to radio stations. Everybody has their weekday programming. What Pete brings to the table is something on the weekends and what maybe normally isn't a very popular time, and everybody wants a piece of Let's Talk Hookup. So the second that word came out, lots of people came calling to Pete, and it's nice to know that those are always in the back pocket, but we're where we want to be. We love it here at 1090. We love that 1090 signal, so we're going to stay on the app for at least another week and continue to stream. And, you know, once Pete returns from his trip, if things aren't going to happen and we do make a move, then we will. But that's why we encourage you so much to download the Let's Talk Hookup app, just because no matter where we go and no matter what we do, the show will always be available for you on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
And like Brian was saying, Brian hadn't downloaded the app until this little hiccup. And
same.
And there's truly a gold lining to this whole thing.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, big time. You know, it's our goal that this is where it has, because that 1090 signal is so great in that it's very easy for our buds to listen to us all the way up the coast. Santa Barbara, the show booms up there, and that's what we want to hang on to. To be honest with you, that's why we haven't made a move already. We want to continue to boom that big signal, and we've got a lot of great fans in Orange County and Los Angeles and Central California, and we want to stay there for them. But that will always be available on the app no matter what happens. It's just a great thing to do. So if you listen to the show via the app, and maybe your buddy doesn't, he's listening on the 1090 app or another streaming source, just download that app. It's 100% free. It's very easy to deal with. If you have an iPhone, go into your Apple store. If you've got an Android device, go into the Google Play store. Just search Let's Talk Hookup. Everything's on there. All the archive shows. If you missed last week's show and you want to hear it, super easy. You can call in via the push of a button. It's just it's a great way to stay in tune with Let's Talk Hookup, and we're going to continue to keep bringing you great shows like having the guy right next to us in Bry.
Yeah, it's definitely good times, Rick. And, you know, speaking of the fans of the show, the lines are full, Rick. They're packed up.
I think we should jump
into it. Let's talk to Jim. Jim calling from Hamul this morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Jim.
Yeah. Hey, how you guys doing there?
Great, buddy. Good morning.
Good morning. Hey, this is a Biosphere bracelet question. I was at a couple of tackle stores yesterday that sell the bracelets, and I was asking them about the yearly bracelet, you know what I mean? And they really didn't have great information on where to get that.
The landings, I believe.
So
no,
the,
not,
the No worries.
Deals with this.
No worries, Jim. Yeah. So what the landings, like ourselves, the Fisherman's Landing, as well as Point Loma, H&M, Seaforth, and Dana Landing, all sell the Biosphere bracelets. And the bracelet's good for a one-day use at the Coronado Islands. Now, thanks to SAC, which was a huge deal for us as private boaters, is you're basically, they call it an annual passport, or it's a yearly pass or a yearly bracelet. So if you've got a skiff and you like to fish the islands a bunch, they've made everything easy to get. The bracelets are $5 a piece. You can come into any of those locations and pick one up. Or the Biosphere bracelet is all done through the SAC website, and you make your payment to the same place that you would do your FMMs through. But the best thing I could do would be to pass you right to the Sport Fishing Association of California's website, which is californiasportfishing.org.
Yeah, because I was talking, because I get FMMs all the time, and I've bought the bracelets, you know, the daily
bracelets.
Sure,
yeah, sure.
But I was talking to another gentleman that's trying to get them online. And he said that it's not like the FMM. Everything's in Spanish. You know how they convert it on the FMM? They convert it into English? Well, everything's in Spanish, so it's not user-friendly. You know what I mean?
I do for sure. I know what you're saying. You know what I would honestly do is I would give the guys at SAC a call. Call Ken. Call any of the guys down at the office. Although the SAC is not an organization, I say us because I'm the same as you, Jim. I'm a private boater as well. SAC is not an organization for the private boaters, and in fact, it's the opposite. It's paid for out of the pocket of the sport boat guys, but they just do. They take such good care of us, and they make the inroads. And Ken has said so many times on the show and both, you know, around the landings, just call us. We'll walk you through the process. And that's what I would really recommend doing. I know that it's a little bit of an extra step and an extra hassle, but they're the best.
We should be very thankful that we have the opportunity to do so. And it's like you alluded, Rick. It's guys like Brian and the rest of the fleet that pay annual dues to the association that are the liaisons between the sport fishing fleet and Mexico. And it's us, Jim. The private boaters, they get the benefit from this whole deal. So,
I don't have a problem getting them. It's just getting them. Rick, have you got a yearly pass? Do you know anybody that has actually done it?
I do. Yeah, I have not. I have not bought my yearly pass. I've just done the same thing. I've done the bracelets. You know, I have I get it because it's easier for me. The hassle with the bracelet, obviously, is just the sake of going and getting them. I got the unfair advantage of I'm at that spot every day, so we've just picked up our bracelets before we've gone. I intend to get one, and probably will do so, Jim, just for the sake of going through the process so I could, you know, I can share how it goes for myself. But I'm not kidding. I would do one of two things. I would either call down to the SAC office on a Monday through Friday kind of thing, have them help walk you through the process, which I know they will, or literally just go down and see the guys at SAC and just say, hey, you know, and I only say that because I know they've offered many times on the show before. Like that's what we're here to do, and we'll be happy to do so. So
yeah, I went through them to get the tip, you know, the TIP thing from the boat. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
yeah.
I'll say, I just want to get a little information on it because I'm sure other people want to buy the yearly pass too. So, you know, I just want to figure out how to do it.
And as of right now, the only way to get the yearly pass is to buy it through the website. And you're not buying it through SAC. What SAC has done is, you know, basically facilitated getting you to that spot. Sometimes things in Mexico just work a little slower than they do here. So we are fortunate that the opportunity to buy the yearly pass exists. The unfortunate part is it's a little bit more difficult of a road, and time will definitely make that easier. But what SAC's done is basically put it on their website. This is all the information that you need to get it. Now click here to pay your fees. And, you know, I'm sure that we can get a translated version of that up there hopefully soon.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll stop by and see Ken. I've seen him, plenty of times before.
Yeah. Appreciate the phone call and the participation.
Okay.
And clearly, you're one of the guys that's doing it the right way too. I mean, you're clearly a licensed buyer, and you want the ease of having the yearly pass, not having to go down and get a bracelet each time. I think it's a great call. And as time goes by, we'll make sure to get you into those islands.
All right. Thanks a lot. Thanks for the info.
You know, Jim, you're awesome listening to hear you, you know, hearing you talk. It's one of those things, you know, you hear people fudging this and not buying that. But what we don't realize is that's what enables us to go into Mexico is buying these bracelets. and FMMs. It's influxing money into Mexico.
And let them know that we're viable, that it's a viable source of income that we're willing to participate with.
And exactly.
That's what I said, we're very fortunate to have, it's not a right to fish Mexican waters. It's
guys photoshopping and this and that and saving $10. It's like, come on, man. It's
a privilege.
Yeah, totally. Privilege to fish into Mexico, spend the money, influx the money into Mexico. Let's do the right thing, and we'll keep on, having the opportunity to fish there.
And clearly Jim was on the right side of that. He buys his bracelets, buys his importation permit. I mean, it's the way to go.
Right on, Jim.
And that's some great information, too. We're going to have more ahead. We got Brian Kiahar from the American Angler. We're going to have a lot more on Let's Talk Hookup. We got a whole nother hour ahead of us.
For many of us, when we think of Seaguar fluorocarbon, we think premium quality. Well, it's with good reason. Sure, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line in 1971. But what's really remarkable is that they are the only fluorocarbon line manufacturer that makes their own fluoro resins. And the resins they make are formulated specifically for fishing line. Seaguar proprietary fluoro resins are the key ingredient that makes Seaguar fishing lines the best in the business. No one else has them because Seaguar invented them. Check out Seaguar.com for more.
For local and long-range fishing, the Islander out of Fisherman's Landing is a favorite among seasoned or novice anglers. But Islander Charters is much more than great fishing. They also do incredible Guadalupe white shark diving trips as well as a schedule of kayak mothership trips. You need to check out the Islander on their website, islander-charters.com. The Islander is San Diego's leader when it comes to 2 to 5 day fishing. Watch the website for trips and adventures available. Experience the Islander difference. Visit islander-charters.com for all the details.
The Shimano Tranx 500 reel changed the way we cast for big fish. Since that incredible innovation, Shimano has created 3 additional sizes of Tranx level wind reels. The Tranx 200, 300, and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. Choose the gear ratios and handle design that fits your need for both fresh and saltwater applications. Once you cast a Tranx reel with a surface iron, swim bait, popper, jerk bait, or any other cast and retrieve application, you will be hooked. Pick up the amazing Shimano Tranx 200, 300, 400, and 500 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a new way to fish.
San Diego's sports leader,
the home of ESPN Radio,
the Mighty 1090.
We all need to get around, but we all need something different from our vehicles. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have you covered if you're looking for a new truck this month. Plus, it's SUV season, so they have great deals for everyone. Whether it's a new EcoSport that is nimble and fun around town, or the Ford Explorer that is capable of putting a boat in the water and has seating for 7, Ford has you covered. Ford trucks and SUVs aren't just powerful and legendary. They have the latest technology that helps you seamlessly connect your smartphone and ensure you're safe on the road. Features like Pro Trailer Backup Assist on trucks are truly a game changer at the ramp, helping you back up a trailer by simply turning a knob on the dash and doing the hard work for you. So check out all the great deals during SUV season and save some money on the right gear for you. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper. When you want next-level electronics for your boat, choose Simrad. With so many market-changing innovations like the Halo 24, which revolutionizes radar by offering an almost real-time view and ultimate in collision avoidance. With Simrad Halo 24 radar, you can identify hazards in an instant with Velocity Track Doppler technology. For the ultimate display, in-the-know anglers have upgraded to the NSS Evo 3 high-definition touchscreen with GPS Echo Sounder and wireless connectivity. It's perfect for center consoles or large sport fishers. Complete your package with the AP44 Autopilot for hydraulic steered outboard and stern drive vessels. With full color display and rotary control dial, this is the Autopilot you've been looking for. The Halo 24 Radar, Evo 3 touchscreen display, and AP44 Autopilot are available now at your Simrad dealer or see simrad-yachting.com.